Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Preacher Bill and the Gospel Hour message. This morning is the Easter Sunday, or for all of us Christians, better known as Resurrection Sunday. Those that celebrate Easter under the actual Easter terms are celebrating a pagan holiday and probably don't know it, as they didn't know when they put Jesus on the cross back when. They didn't know anything about God. They didn't know anything about Jesus, and all they knew about was their own pagan gods, and that's why a lot of our world today follows their own pagans. But before we get started this morning, before I get on my soapbox of preaching, I want you to understand I always come here on Sunday morning. My name is Preacher Bill. We're going to do something a little different. I'm going to explain some things to you. This morning, I want you to understand that I'm no scholar. I didn't go to seminary school. My name is Preacher Bill. My parents raised me as William Barnes. I'm telling you this because many people will come here, they'll hear me say, I'm preacher this, preacher that, but I don't explain to them who I am or where I come from or my background, okay? I was raised in Connecticut, was born there and raised there. I moved out of Connecticut years ago. I live in the state of Maine now. Folks, I do this message because I want to get the message out to those that don't go to church, can't go to church, or don't have the desire to attend church, or they're the ones that are homebound that physically cannot get out. Those that can get out, I wish they would just go to a regular church on Sunday, and not that I don't want them to listen to me, but you can listen to mine archived anywhere at any time, anywhere down the line. And I say all that because you only get fed here a short message. When you go to a real church, an actual building where the preacher or pastor has enough time, he'll spend about 45 minutes on the message. Yes, there's music there. Yes, there's other people there. And there are people that can't. This is another reason why I do this. There are some people that just can't be in social settings because they suffer from social phobias. And I've met quite a few of them along the way. But anyways, this morning, this is where we're at. We're going to do a song. After the song, we're going to do the prayer request that I have for you. But before we get there, let's see where we're at here. I want to find the right place. I don't want anybody to miss out. Here we go. It's Hallelujah, He is Risen. Okay? And I'll be right back, and then we'll do prayer requests. Alive, and that's what today is all about, folks. Today is Jesus is risen. And when I say he's risen, that means he's in heaven. You know, most of us will think of our loved ones and our families, and when they pass, we'll say he's in heaven or rest in peace and things like that. But do we really know whether they've made it to heaven or not? The only way we know is if they confess that they know Jesus Christ. And when I say know Jesus Christ, it's not just, oh yeah, I know that. I know all about how you talk about Jesus Christ. I'm talking about reading your scriptures and getting to know Jesus Christ. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I got friends and some family members and things like that that'll say exactly that to me. Yeah, I know all about Jesus, but I don't know enough to live for him. And personally, I don't even care at this point. You know, some have even said to me, they've said things like, well, if that works for you, you know, if Jesus works for you, that's good. But, you know, I got things in life to do, whatever. Well, then you're not really living for Christ. And I can tell you this, you won't make it to heaven. And if that's what your family members or loved ones have said to you in the past, that they don't really know Jesus because they don't read their Bible, then guess what? When the time comes, Jesus is going to say, I don't know you. Now, Jesus, the day, right now today, this holiday season that we call a holiday, Easter, under the world system, is actually the day of resurrection, the day that Jesus rose from the dead after they killed him on Friday. He was killed and he was left there to die on the cross, and then they put him in the ground, and 3 days later he rose. And that's what our scriptures teach. And if you don't know that, it's because you don't read your scriptures. All right? So what I want to do is I want to go into our prayers. Debbie Gladen has asked for prayers because she's got a Baker cyst in her knee and very little synovial, they call it, fluid in the knee joint. And it's extreme. She has extreme arthritis as well. And she's having a lot of problems. So please pray for Debbie, a good friend of mine on Facebook. Paula Roderick, another friend of mine, has asked for an unnamed prayer, and I won't go into it. She's explained it to me, and it's serious enough for her that she's concerned about it. Okay? Until she gets the results back, she's promised me that she will let me know what's going on. But until then, we're asking for an unanswered prayer at this moment for Pauline Roderick. But please ask the Lord to pray to answer her prayers and to heal her, the same with Debbie. Another friend, Concetta Leonetti, in Connecticut. She has a friend. Her name is Joan. She's got cancer in her liver, her brain, and her breast now. She's asking for salvation for her and her adult daughters, for Joan. So please pray for her. Pray for salvation for Joan. Gary Ross is the husband of Stacy, and Stacy sent me a message last night asking for prayers for Gary, who's going through a difficult time with false accusations made against him, and he's got a court case coming up. And I'm not going to go into the details because I think they're private, but please pray for Gary and the court case that's coming up, and I do believe they're false accusations, or I wouldn't even mention. Father, thank you for all those that have brought their prayer requests to us and asked us to pray for them. They come to us, Lord, because they know that we believe, and they know that we trust in you, and we have faith in you, and we have faith that you'll heal them, and we have faith that you'll guide the things that have to be done in their lives. This morning, we just ask that you would watch over us all and help me to share the message properly, be able to get it to the folks right so that they can understand it and know how bad they need you, Lord. That this is not just a request, but it's a prayer request. Thank you for all you do for us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So, folks, here's what I got for you this morning. There's a couple of things I want to bring to your attention. I said to you that the world is celebrating Easter, and they don't really know what they're celebrating. A lot of people today are celebrating Easter because it's a day off from work, or in this case, Sunday for a lot of people is always off from work, but today is a special day. They celebrate Easter, and they celebrate Easter as Easter Bunny and the candy, and they do all this for the kids, and they spend money on toys and what have you. And to me, that's really pagan just in the thought process, because all you're doing is you're feeding the money machine of the world, and you're not putting any attention towards Christ. A lot of them will celebrate the day, but won't go to church. They won't even acknowledge the fact, like I said to you earlier, if that works for you. Okay? Well, it doesn't just work for me. I got news for you. I have faith in Christ. I have faith that I'm going to heaven. I have faith that because I read the Bible, because God has given me these words to understand what he expects from me, that I'll be able to get to heaven someday. And because he died on the cross, all my sins are forgiven. You see, that's the crazy part. People will say, I can't get to heaven. I'm a rotten person. Heck, I'm going to hell, and I can't wait to get there. I got friends there. Well, I got news for you. Big news flash. You won't even know who's around you. You'll be in so much pain. If you've ever been in pain before, if you've ever had a serious migraine, the last thing you want is anybody around talking or making noise, right? There's going to be so much of that kind of pain with the gnawing and gnashing that's going on in heaven, in hell, that you're going to wish you had made the choice serve Jesus Christ, read your Bible, get to know him personally so that you don't have to deal with that and you can go to heaven. You know, when you're a kid and you do wrong, right, and your parents give you a spanking, it hurts, right? If they take a stick and they give you a good lashing on the tail like you deserve, or if they use a belt and slap you, or even as a child when you get spanked, it stings. The reason that is because it's inflicting the pain to get you to correct from what you've done wrong. Jesus doesn't do that. Jesus says, look, here's your choice. This is your choice, free will. You can serve me now and then come to heaven and never have to face that. Or you can reject me and you can be guaranteed to feel that consequences later of the pain that you deserve because you wouldn't do what's right. It's your choice. God doesn't put people in hell. People put themselves in hell. People cast themselves into the pain in the outer darkness forever because they won't accept Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross, that he died for your sins, and all you have to do, this is all he's asked you to do, accept him. Accept that he's the Son of God. Accept that he died for you. Accept that he died on the cross. His blood was shed for you. Because in the Bible it says, without the remission of blood, which is when they slaughtered back when they used to slaughter an animal, and they would take and put it on the altar, they did that as a sacrifice for their sins, and then that was before Jesus came. Now that Jesus came, he's the only sacrifice that you'll ever need. No more slaughtering of animals, no more doing any of that, because they don't save you. Only Jesus Christ saves you, and he'll save you from hell. Now look at this. This is in Exodus 20, verses 4 through 6 in my King James Bible. And I'm giving you this because did you know that Easter is celebrated as a celebration of pagan God? That God's name was Ishtar, which is pronounced Easter. I say Ishtar, but it's actually Easter, an image that was created by pagan worldly men. So it says here in verse 4, thou shalt not make any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven or above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You see, they made that image. They made that image of Ishtar, Easter. And today it's that Easter bunny. Thou shalt not bow down to thyself, to them. You shall not bow down to these gods, these false gods, these images, nor serve them. And we do that when we have that Easter bunny. You're basically serving it because you're running out and buying the candy and the toys and all of that. You're serving them. You're serving the world. You're serving a false god. For I, the Lord thy God, am jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. You see, for the third and fourth generation could suffer because of you. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. See, he said what he would do is thousands of the generations of those children that love him and keep his commandments, he'd show them mercy. So it's our responsibility to not worship false idols. And he'll show us mercy all through our life because of it. Do you know we celebrate the resurrection on Sunday? Do you know why it's celebrated on this Sunday? It's because it's the first day of the week. The last day of the Passover was yesterday, on Saturday. That's why Easter's always on a Sunday, because it's the first day of the week. Because it's the first day after the Passover, which was the time when Jesus was killed, when he went into the grave, when the stone was rolled away by an angel. When they went to find him because they were going to anoint his body and prepare it for burial, because they knew that it wasn't by the Romans and the Egyptians, they didn't prepare it properly. They just threw it in the ground wrapped in a cloth, which was only going to be wrapped in a cloth because Mary and the other Mary and Solomon went there to do that. It's a new beginning for believers as well. This Easter stuff is not true. That's false beliefs. Resurrection is a new beginning. Because Jesus went to heaven, we can go to heaven. We would not have a Savior if it wasn't for the loss at Calvary. If Jesus didn't die on the cross, then all of our religion, everything we base our faith and our hope on out of this Bible, the religion that we believe in, the religion that we follow, and believe me, folks, when I say religion, That means we should be doing it every day, all the time. That's what the word religion means. It means consistent, right? And Jesus Christ is vain if we don't believe that he died and was brought to heaven. And then he was rose on the third day. When he came out of the grave, he walked again. And there's scripture that backs it up, folks. So if you don't follow the scripture, you don't read it, you're never going to know how Jesus actually came to earth. Let's look at something here. In Matthew, and I'm going to try to go through Matthew 28 kind of quickly. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene, the other Mary, to see the sepulchre, which is the grave. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake, in other words, the guards, and became as dead. These men fell on the ground as if they were dead. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. Now, as who said? Jesus said, on the third day, I'm going to raise. He said, I'm going to rise up on the third day. I'll destroy this temple and I'll rise up. That's what he was talking about. The people will destroy him. They're going to hang him. They're going to put him on the cross. They're going to kill him. But on the third day, he'll rise. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. In other words, all of you, stop. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell thy brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. In other words, go to Galilee and you'll see me. I'm going there and I want to meet you there. These are Jesus' words in red in my Bible. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. In other words, the guards or whatever they were, the people that were witnesses around, saw what was happening and went and told them. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye his disciples came by night and stole him away. See, they were lying. They wanted them to go out and tell everybody, don't worry about it. They rolled the stone back. Jesus wasn't risen. They wanted him to lie, but these disciples knew better. Saying, here, look here, he says, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept, which we all know isn't true. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught, and as saying is commonly reported among the Jews, even until this day. See, the Jews today want to believe that somebody else rolled that stone back. That these two women and this guy rolled the stone back, when there's no way that could have been done. If you could just imagine the weight of that stone, they'd have never been able to move it. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things, whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now, folks, it says the Bible is the truth. It says we're to share the gospel. It says that we're supposed to preach and teach to all the nations. We're supposed to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, the Trinity, right there, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things, right here, whatsoever I have commanded you. And it's written in this Bible. It says, I command you to do these things, and that's why we do them. We don't celebrate an Easter bunny. Okay? Now, I got something else I want to show you. Over in Revelations 1, I got to find my spot there. But I want to show you this because it's key information to what I'm talking about. Look here, in Revelations 1 it says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which is the revealing of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants. He gave it to Jesus to teach us the revelation to him, things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. You see, in Revelation, Revelation's written by John. And it's explained to us in Revelation who Jesus was and why he came and why he died. I'm going to read you something else out of 1 Corinthians, if I can get my spot over there, because it's as important as this. Okay, 1 Corinthians 15. Now, I didn't put that in my notes because it was an afterthought, but I want you to see some of this stuff. You see, God doesn't fool around. Everybody might think that he does, and they can play the game if they want. But it says here, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand." You see, our faith is in Jesus Christ. It's not in some fictitious book. Not in some fictitious Easter bunny character. "By which also ye are saved," which is what? What are we saved by? We're saved by the preaching of the gospel. We are saved by Jesus Christ, "by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain." In other words, if you don't really believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, went to heaven, your religion is vain. Your faith is vain. Your hope in going to heaven is vain. That means it's false. It means it's useless. It means you're going to die, go into the ground. Now, mine is, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for all my sins, that he's up in heaven, that he's not only in heaven, but he's the Son of God, that God created him like he created me, and I believe that in my heart wholeheartedly. "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures." I'm not going to stop now. I'm going to read right on through. "And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto the present, but some are fallen asleep." You see, witnesses right there, folks. 500. You can't doubt this. This is the truth. 500 people, so you can't say it was a hallucination. "After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time." This is Paul telling us this. "For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God." That right there shows us that even though we were denying Christ, that we now, because we believe, we can also be an apostle and be saved. "But by the grace of God I am what I am, and as his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yea not I, but the grace of God which was with me." You see, God worked in him. "Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach and so we believe. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead," listen to this, "then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen," we're wasting our time on an Easter holiday, "then if Christ is not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain." So those that celebrate Easter are a bunch of phonies. "Yes, and we are found false witness of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ risen or raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. You are yet in your sins." That means you're stuck in your sins and you're a miserable, rotten person, and you're not going to get to heaven because you don't really believe. "Then they also which are fallen asleep, which are dead in Christ, are perished." All those that have died, that we always say, well, they're gone on to heaven, that they claim they were Christians, well, they must not be, because faith is not true and we don't believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. So they're not going to get to go to heaven. "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all, of all men, most miserable." If all we have is hope in Jesus Christ and not the fact that he died on the cross for our sins, it's vain. Anybody can believe in something, but they can't believe in the truth. The truth is Jesus died to save you from your sins. You have to believe this, folks. "But now, if Christ is risen," is Christ risen from the dead? Yes. "And become the first fruits of them that slept? Yes. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead." You see? Because by man came death. And when he's talking about by man came death, when Adam decided to eat the apple, we became, right then and there, we became sinners. And right there became death. Because we commit sin, we commit death to ourselves. But because of Jesus Christ, we can be saved from that death because of one man who ate the apple, one man who now has saved us by dying on the cross. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward, that they that are Christ at his coming. You see, it says, but every man in his own order. Why is that? Christ the first fruits. You see, we're the sinners, but only, and it says here, but every man in his own order. At some point, we all get saved. At some point, we all accept Jesus Christ. We don't accept him in the beginning. Not as human beings, not in human flesh, not in our worldly sense, in our vain lifestyles that we live. But eventually, if you read your scriptures, you get to know God in some order. The Holy Spirit comes into you, and he works in you, and he'll save you. Afterward, they that are Christ at his coming, then come at the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all the rule and all the authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith things that are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son of also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Now it says, else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead rise not at all, why are they then baptized for the dead? And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men I have fought the beast of Ephesus, what advantage does it to me, if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness, and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Now, over here it says this. There are celestial bodies and bodies of terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon. Verse 42, so also the resurrection of the dead, it is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption, it is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory, it is sown in weakness, it is raised in power, it is sown in natural body, it is raised in spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living spirit, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly, and the second man is of the Lord from heaven. Folks, the Lord wasn't fooling around when he said he died on the cross for our sins. If you don't believe it, you probably don't know your scriptures. And you probably don't take the time to even want to. And then I say to you again, you have your place. We have to quit because my time is up, but I have another song for you, and I want to get that in here. Thank you for coming out. God bless you. Come find me, William Preacher Bill Barnes, on Facebook. We can have a conversation there if you choose. We'll see you again next Sunday. Happy Resurrection Sunday, folks. God bless you. I'll play this song out. It'll play in archives. Thank you.
Thank you.